Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Fall is a fantastic time to renew your landscape, but be careful what you plant.
A lot of times we'll go into the businesses and we see a plant that's labeled well-adapted. Well, a lot of those well-adapted plants are actually highly invasive in our Texas environment. There's a movement afoot to do something about it, to cut down on their use.
Mark Klim oversees the Wildscape program at Texas Parks and Wildlife. He says well-adapted yet invasive species create problems.
Those plants include things like privet, red-tipped photinia, ligustrum, pyracantha.
While these species may show up in bird books as ideal plants to use in bird-attracting gardens,
be careful with them. They are highly invasive. All across the U.S., people are complaining about them in the landscape because they create a monoculture out there and eliminate a lot of our native plants. And without those native plants, we could lose a lot of our native wildlife.
The Texas Parks and Wildlife website has a native plant database where you can find plants for your landscape that will benefit wildlife.
Just because it looks great in the landscape and you do see a couple of birds sitting on them, I got one of my favorite pictures of a Costa's hummingbird sitting in privet down in Rockport. But that doesn't mean it's a good plant for us to use in our garden.
That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.